on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay. Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea you got going through your head right now?
So I'm thinking about reading my wife's journal to make sure that she wasn't with anybody else while we were separated.
Why would you do that?
Well, my wife and I have been separated for about a year or so, and we got separated because there's lies and we weren't trusting each other and a whole bunch of stuff. And we spent the last year going through counseling, trying to just get back to where we used to be. And it used to be really good. And now we have kids and we're trying to give our marriage another shot.
Okay.
And the bottom line is I'm going to take the leap. I'm going to move back in on Saturday.
Okay.
We both agree. We said we're going to take the break and not date anybody else.
Okay.
We just wanted to leave that option open so when we got back together, we could just move forward. And I kept that promise. And she said she did too. So I'm hoping that she's being truthful. And
there seems to be like a shadow of a doubt for some reason here.
Why would you want to read the journal if she told you that she didn't do it when you guys are trying to like learn how to trust each other again, I guess?
Maybe it's just human instinct. I mean, I was moving some boxes the other day and here's this journal and it's like staring me in the face and it's like that, you know, devil and angel on my shoulder.
Someone telling
me, read it, don't read it. And
so you,
I feel you.
You think that like in there, she's like, there could possibly be like, and I had this sweeping romance with Mark and like it might,
yeah,
you don't know what might be in there. Oof, man. Well, I mean, what is your gut telling you to do?
I mean, I want to read it. And if I read it and I find nothing, then we're good. And I just have to live with knowing that I didn't trust her and went behind her back. And
yeah.
I don't know if that'll lead me apart. But if I don't read it and find out later that she wasn't honest with me, like I could be putting my kids through another breakup. I don't know if I could stay with it. So,
well, that's a good point. I mean, there's a lot of people involved in the situation. It's not just like it's just you. I mean, we've got kids involved. I could see why you'd be a little apprehensive about the move.
But doesn't that contradict all the work you guys have been putting into getting to this point? Now you're going to lie to her, go behind her back and read something that you're not supposed to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and my therapist told me not to read it.
Well,
it's a catch 22.
Let's talk it out. So Anonymous is saying basically my wife and I have been separated. You said there was just, maybe you don't have to get too specific, I guess, but just some trust things that went down with you guys. And it's been about a year and you're getting back together. That's great. But you're saying, hey, when I'm moving back in, I found this journal and I kind of just want to read it because we made this agreement that like, we're not going to date anybody else. And we both said we didn't. And I just want to make sure that like she's being as honest as I was. And it's going to help kind of rebuild that trust in me. And that feel really good as I'm kind of moving my life back in with hers. Or do I just leave that journal alone and just trust that like she's being honest with me now? I mean, Jess, you kind of said what you want to say, but anything else? Like,
yeah, I just kind of think obviously there's been damage done on both sides. And you guys have chosen to work on it together and move forward. It almost just feels like you're taking a step back if you still feel the need to go through her things.
It's kind of, I feel like it could be like a step forward for me and just really find out if we're being honest and she's being honest, and I think it'll work out better this way.
But then tell her though, you know what I mean? Don't do it behind her back because then you're doing the same thing.
This is more of like a peace of mind thing for me. I just need to ease back into things, and it's really difficult. So I think this will just make me feel better and allow me to trust her more.
You know, here's the thing. Should you do it? I don't know. I'm not a therapist. Your therapist said no, so probably not. Would I do it? Yeah, 100% I would do it. 100%. You know, trust is a weird thing, man. Like, it's earned. It's not just given, especially after it's broken. Like, I'm going to go through your stuff for a while. And I think that's to be expected. I guarantee you, if your journal was sitting there too and she was suspecting things of you, she's also probably going to go through your journal as well. I would expect her to do that for a while. So let's get some phone calls on this. Who's up?
This is Brian in Dundalk on 4.
I mean, Brian, it's her personal diary, but like, does he have the right to kind of go through it to make sure that she wasn't indeed dating somebody while they were separated?
I think the whole thing was based on trust. The reason they broke up was trust, wasn't it?
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, he should have every right to go through that diary. He should read every page.
But if that's the case, tell her then. I think the main thing is they went through all this counseling. They went through this couples therapy. So why are you going to do something, I mean, for either of them behind the other's back, though, at this point? What is the point of that 20 years in?
There's a lot to it. I mean, it's not just about them. It's about the marriage, their house, their future, their kids, everything. So he should read it.
Well, yeah, but I guess the question is, why, if they've been working on trust, then, shouldn't he just trust her?
Trust isn't something you always just get right back. It's something that earned. And I feel like if he reads that journal and everything comes out good, he can. I think it's a way for him to trust her again. Once somebody lies or cheats or whatever in a relationship and the trust is broken, I think it's totally fine for him to keep an eye on her and double check, make sure she's telling the truth.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Who's up, Jess?
This is Suzanne on 2 in Bel Air.
Suzanne, what's up? Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Should he go through this journal?
It's a huge mistake. So they've been separated. She's a journaler, so she captures, her thoughts and emotions by the written word. That written word is not always going to be flattering to him because they've, been separated. Even if they weren't separated as a married couple, you don't always like your spouse. Mm. And maybe she writes things down. He's going to get his feelings hurt. And maybe not about this infidelity, but she's going to say things about him, and he's not going to recover from it because it's going to give it.
So you think there's other things?
I think, honestly, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I think that's a good point. Aside from him finding something that he's looking for in relations to another person,
this
what if he sees something where she's just trying to express, especially during that time of the separation, how do you unsee that and it's going to be more damaging to him?
Yeah. But honestly, could you not go through it, though? Yeah, okay. She didn't even breathe. She didn't even breathe, man. I hear you. But I just don't know that my curiosity could leave it alone, too, and just not know what happened during that time.
It feels like a waste, though.
That I could know.
If that's the case, don't move back in. And honestly, don't just separate. Get a divorce because you're just going to do this for the rest of your life.
Thank you for calling us. Hey, Marielle and Timonium, good morning.
Good morning.
So does he read it or do we talk him out of it?
I say read it. I would say 99.9% of the time, everyone would read if you're in a situation like that.
I'm telling you. I mean, everyone's
counseling and therapy, yeah. I just feel like that's a slap in the face. At this point, break up. What's the point?
You're right, too. I agree. I mean, the whole point of therapy is to work on himself and to do all those things. But there's this, gut instinct that we have. Yeah. I just, there are children involved. It's very sensitive and they're already in that separation mode. And some people fall back on that. We were separated.
Right.
I was just talking to him.
Is she going to use that? Well, you can't really be mad at me because, we were separated.
I don't know, man. If you are going to make a choice to forgive your partner, then you actually have to move forward. You can't keep bringing up old stuff because you guys are just going to stay there. So my thing is for him to keep saying it, it sounds like he's still in that mindset. And if he can't get out of it, which he understandably so, but then let her go. So what, you're just going to torture her and yourself for the rest of your marriage and make your kids experience that too?
You guys are both right. And that's the tough part. And at the end of the day, he knows her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've been in that relationship and they have children. So there's a lot of years of personality stuff too. So he ultimately knows her character.
Yo, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. Yeah. I think this is a really, really tricky situation. But you're right. I think instinct, what you said one word that nobody's brought up yet, which is gut instinct, which is if he's worried about it, there's something going on here that I think has to be explored. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for calling us. Hey, Jessica in Baltimore, I mean, does he read this journal or do we talk him out of it?
Absolutely not. I think if he reads it, then it was a waste of time to go to therapy and counseling about trust.
And money, hello.
The first caller was horrible advice. I'm sorry. My thing is if he goes to the journal, like the other caller said also, if he's going to find, you're always going to find something that you don't like that's going to make you upset.
That's true. Yeah. That's 100% true. Now, I will say That is true. Like, you will, I guarantee you,
right.
He will find something always in there that will break them, probably, at least damage them in some. It may not be a man, but there's going to be something that's going to be like,
on how
ooh.
She felt, right. On how
yeah,
she felt.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're
maybe
right.
What she wanted to do. Maybe, you know, and I think that's what's hurtful, where it's like, so what, is there no place where she can be honest with how she's feeling then?
Man.
Right,
man,
and I just think that if she, like, we don't know who was like not being faithful or who was it. We're missing part of the story about why there's a lack of trust also, which I think is important. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like if he went through all his counseling with her and he still can't trust her, then I think the bigger picture is that they're not meant to be together. And that's just something that they have to like come to terms with, because if you're going to do this for the rest of your life, constantly go through each other's things. She told you she didn't do anything. Why don't you believe? Around, like, how would he feel?
Yeah, 100%. We hear you. Thank you for calling us. So, I mean, Anonymous, what do you want to do then? I mean, does it still feel like the right thing to do to go through it? I mean, can you, in good faith, like, not do it then? With like,
I'm still so torn. I mean, people told me I'm crazy, like, not to read it, and I should read it before making a huge commitment.
Right.
And people said, if I read it, I'm proving that I don't trust her anymore. And I shouldn't be moving back in. I mean, a lot of people agreed with a therapist.
Yeah. I mean, it was, the professional. It was,
I know. I mean, it's kind of hard, right? I don't think you're crazy either way. I mean, trust takes time to rebuild. So I don't think you're crazy for wanting to read it, for sure. But should you is like a completely, completely different question, you know?
Yep, and I know if I do it, I can't take it back.
You can't. So, no, that's true. Like, it's like, what do you want round two to be like, I guess, is really the question, right?
Yeah. So,
I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we always like to check back in with people to find out, like, you know, with these big decisions, like, what they actually do. So, would you want to do an update with us? We do what we call a Talk Me Out of It update on Monday mornings to find out, like, what, you know, actually happen with these things. Would you want to call us back on Monday and actually check in and tell us what you actually did with this?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to.
Is that cool? So, like, you'd have to call us back at, like, 8:25 Monday?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.